At the heart of the matter, she has such a big heart. English is full of such phrases that use the word heart. All of them stress the importance of the heart, and rightfully so, since it's the most important organ we have. Without it, nothing in the body will work. You gotta have heart in this moment of science. The heart is a muscle the size of your fist that's located in the center of the chest behind the breastbone or sternum. We generally say the heart is on the left side of the chest because about two-thirds of its mass is to the left of the sternum. Although it's often referred to as the seat of the emotions, its function really is to pump blood through the body. The heart is two pumps in one, one on the right side, the other on the left side of the heart. The right side takes in blood from the body and pumps it to the lungs. There, the blood releases carbon dioxide and picks up oxygen. Then the left side of the heart receives the oxygen-rich blood back from the lungs and pumps it out to the rest of the body. The familiar lup-dup sound of the heart is caused by valves closing. There are four chambers in the heart, two atria, which receive blood, and two ventricles, which pump blood out of the heart. In these chambers, there are four valves that regulate the flow of blood into and out of the heart. When the ventricles contract to pump, two valves close. This makes the first sound. When the ventricles relax, the other two valves close. This makes the second sound. Repeating its lup-dup cycle over and over, the heart pumps about 1,900 gallons a day at the rate of about 5 quarts a minute for 80 years or more. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Brabson Foundation. Today's program was prepared with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences Program. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.